All right. Hey, everybody. It's Jeff Dunham. Greetings, infidels. It is I, Ahmed the Terrorist. All right. And ladies and gentlemen, hi, along with Matt McNeil over here in the corner. Oh, Matt, we can't see you on, I can't see you on, I don't know which is which. I can't remember which is which. Hold on. So, Matt, we need to lower you a little bit.
We don't care if we cannot see Matt.
All right. Hold on a second, everybody. We got to be able to see Matt. What if I can zoom out a little bit? Can I zoom out?
Here we go.
A bit?
On Facebook.
Okay. Are you there? You're not. You're almost there, Matt. Hold on. A little more. See if I can do this without you falling out.
Oh, maybe that's YouTube.
Huh? I don't know which is which.
Maybe that's YouTube.
I forgot which is which.
Yes. What are we doing here today?
Well, Ahmed, you know we're going to answer everybody's questions.
About what?
Anything and everything.
Okay.
So, Matt... we asked everybody yesterday to write us some questions on Facebook, right?
That's right.
Yes. And so, Matt, you got some of these questions, and we printed them up.
Yeah, yep. And, Ahmed, you get to answer them today.
Okay.
And have you been having a nice time during the pandemic?
I think we should rely on these questions to answer that question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, yeah. And besides this, besides what we're doing today, everybody, we're premiering... Ahmed's video.
Yes.
And it's some of the best of Ahmed. Now, Matt, you had fun going through these the videos looking for these clips, right?
Man, it is hard to choose. He's got so much good stuff.
Oh, thank you, Matt. You will get paid this month.
Yeah. But it is amazing how fast time has gone and how far back Ahmed goes in the show.
It has been quite a long time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, 2007 was Spark of Insanity, right, Matt?
That's right.
Yeah, and we shot that in Washington, D.C. And that was just, like, I think you like Minding the Monsters the best, but I just think Spark of Insanity, because it's when I first introduced Ahmed. And, of course, one of the clips in the video of some of the best of Ahmed the Dead Terrorist that we're releasing at what time, 10:30?
10:30, yes.
10:30. So in 19 minutes, we're going to release that video. And there's a good portion of that original thing in there. But there's some also from some other specials that you put in there. And we went through those clips. And Matt, you did a good job of choosing them. But again, we always called these videos, we called Peanut some of the best of.
There is no good video of Walter. So I don't know why you call that some of the best of Walter.
You guys have always had a thing.
Not a thing. We hate each other.
Okay.
There is no thing between me and Walter.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, so we'll see that video here in about 18 minutes. But right now, we're going to answer some of your questions from Facebook today and yesterday. And we printed up some of these because I'm using all my phones. Because over here we have, I don't know which this is. This is either Facebook or YouTube, and this is Facebook or YouTube. So we got both going at the same time, and I forgot which camera is which. And, man, I had a hell of a time this morning getting this rig together.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. It's like, it's never easy. You literally had to re-engineer this thing.
Yeah, because last time was a disaster. We did this on Tuesday, and it was a disaster because I couldn't get Facebook to go in landscape mode. And so I had to use duct tape, and it was just awful.
Like, this is any better. This looks like something Walter would have built.
Well, nobody can see it, but I think it's actually pretty good.
Whatever.
All right. So these are real questions from you guys, and we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
Yes, all sorts of subjects that are going on within the next 15 minutes. Then we're going to get off of this and go to my greatest hits. Is that what we're calling it, Matt? Greatest hits of Ahmed the Dead Terrorist?
I think it's some of the best of, actually.
Some of the best of. I hate Spark of Insanity.
Why do you hate the video of our special Spark of Insanity?
It was so long ago, like how many years ago? Like 13 years ago?
Yeah.
I was so much thinner then. What?
All right. So this is from, these are in no particular order, no particular subject. We just took them from you guys yesterday and today. It's from Ward Duff.
Ward Duff.
Yes.
Is he in charge of Duff Deer from The Simpsons?
Probably. Come on, Matt, that's a good reference.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm
You're supposed to laugh at that. You're getting paid to laugh now, Matt. You're supposed to laugh. Like the irritating, when they had the irritating woman on the radio shows and the irritating guy, they just laugh. The DJ tells a joke and they go, ha 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 ha! It's not funny.
All right. From Ward Duff, dear Ahmed, I'm 11 years old and my parents won't buy me a car even though I really, really want one, and my life will be over if I don't get it. What do I do?
Am I supposed to give him the real answer? Or the answer I should give him since you're sitting here?
What do you think?
Ward, learn to drive on your PlayStation in a real-life simulation like Grand Theft Auto.
Ahmed,
then steal your father's car and drive it like you stole it since you did and you'll have an awesome life. Thanks for asking.
Ahmed.
Okay, Ward, you're just going to have to learn patience and wait until you're legal. How's that?
Fine. Okay. All right.
Terry Ludwig?
Terry Ludwig.
Dear Ahmed, in this age of social distancing and wearing of masks and washing your hands, are you finding it harder to stay away from Peanut, Jose, Bubba J, and Walter? Plus, who's the most difficult to avoid?
Terry, do not be a numbskull. If I had the social distance, would I be sitting next to this idiot?
Ahmed, what?
You're saying you can't get sick.
No, I cannot get sick. All I have is bones. I can't get sick.
Right.
Osteoporosis may be a thing, but I'm okay for now.
Okay, right.
The last time I got sick was like 20-something years ago, and about 10 minutes before I blew myself up.
Right.
But that was a head cold, and it was some kind of relief.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got a golf ball?
There's a golf ball over there.
That's what mine would look like now if I still actually had them.
All right,
Don't worry, I kept it clean.
All right. Christina Pratt.
Christina Pratt!
Mm-hmm. What has been your favorite part of 2020? The pandemic, the killer bees, giant jellyfishes on the beach?
All the above. See, Christina, there is a Santa Claus.
What?
Well, those are all things to be thankful for. But I hate this year.
Why?
All the amateurs aren't leaving anything fun for us real terrorists to do. Shall I extend on that a bit?
Probably not. Understood. Okay, moving on.
Colby Hester.
Dear Ahmed, what's your best advice for someone going into college during a pandemic? I'm stressed and nervous about this. Well, Colby, put on your big person pants.
Big person?
Are you kidding? You can't say boy or girl now because it's offensive.
Oh, how?
I don't know. I got in trouble the other day when I was walking down the street and I said, look at that manhole cover. Some guy goes, ah, there could be women down in the sewer. Then I was like, yeah, and your mother is with her. Now leave me alone. I forgot the question.
Colby's nervous about going to college during the pandemic.
Oh, you're not going anywhere. Today when parents say they're sending their kids off to college, it means they're getting better Wi-Fi and sending them to their rooms. Why not? You can do your biology homework and watch cat videos at the same time. Have a nice life.
All right. What else? So, Matt, this is something we do in our live shows. We actually do Dear Ahmed questions. You know what's funny is when we do Dear Ahmed questions in the live show, they're always shorter. They're always shorter questions. I think it's because we give them one line to ask a question.
Oh, yeah. You have that limited slip of paper that you guys pass out.
Yeah, the cards we hand out. And also people are, like, writing in eyeliner.
You don't give them pencils?
No, we don't give them pencils.
Okie doke.
All right. From Jen Holiday.
Oh, Jean Holiday. I like that name. Yeah. Too bad we can't celebrate any of them this year.
Nope.
Every one of them screwed. Santa Claus is going to say, you ain't getting crap this year. Good luck.
Dear Ahmed, from Jen Holiday, are you sad that you can't visit your French brother, Jacques Merd, right now due to the travel restrictions? I'm sure he is missing you.
Well, Jean, I would make a joke right now, but my brother Jacques is French. And in these times, I'm only allowed to make jokes about old American white guys. Because everything is your fault, and you suck. Yes, you.
I don't know what I did.
See? No accountability, and the world is falling apart. Thanks a lot, a-hole.
All I do is talk to you guys and tell jokes.
And that's how this all started. We're tearing down your statue.
I don't have a statue.
Well, if you do, it won't be for long.
Christina, What is that last name?
I don't know. Bushel? 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 I'm going to hide under a bushel.
Christina Bushel.
Bushel. Bushel.
Okay. Dear Ahmed, you have a very troubled past.
How does she know?
Have you ever thought about therapy? How do you imagine it turned out?
Well, Christine, the trouble with me going to therapy is that for technical reasons, Jeff would have to go with me. And then I wouldn't speak freely, so to speak.
Yes, you could.
Silence! It's a shame that you actually believe your own magic tricks. It's like Copperfield walking backstage and thinking, this time I think I really actually made that car disappear.
I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce this name.
Okay, leave it to me because I think it's screwed up. It's not your fault.
Right.
Shit. Syed Shah. Syed Shah. Syed Shah. I don't know.
Okay. Dear Ahmed, in the current climate, do you have any advice for the young jihadists on how to fill their time while waiting to travel again?
The Office?
What?
The Office. Great show. Syed, just binge.
Pat Klingseisen.
What?
Klingseisen. Pat Klingseisen. Dear Ahmed, if you had the COVID-19, how would it affect you? I bet you're immune to everything. Just be sure to wash those hands.
Clearly, this person, Tad, is confused about what it is to be dead. Does Tad understand that I can't even cough? Next question.
You can't cough?
I can cough, but it's fake.
Okay. Lorinda Davis. Dear Ahmed, is it as sad for you as it is for us to not be in large groups, like concerts? I still have tickets waiting to see you for your entourage, so you can terrorize us with your words.
Yes, Lorinda, it is very, very sad. I got excited when I heard about Zoom bombing, but it was a huge disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Eric Leland, dear Ahmed, if you weren't a terrorist, what would your occupation be?
Like Walter, I could now be a Walmart greeter.
Really?
Welcome to Walmart! Put on your mask or I kill you!
Nice. From Don Bailey.
That's not a joke.
What?
What, Pat? So that's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. A lot of people are saying that.
Yes.
All right. Don Bailey, dear Ahmed, what is a good way to tell my brother that he needs to go back to his house?
Oh, Don. These days, letting a family member come stay with you for any length of time is like feeding a stray dog. Don, you are screwed. You're either going to have to drive him out in the country and let him go, or you're going to have to put him to sleep. So there you go.
Why don't we take a couple of live ones off the camera, Matt? Nicholas McBride, your Ahmed, how many wives do you have?
Can I answer that?
That's up to you.
I have, what state are we in?
Just don't answer the question.
Okay, I have, one.
You're lying.
I'm the dead terrorist. It doesn't matter.
Okay, okay. From Luciano, he just said Ahmed is made in China.
Yeah, that's from the joke in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I'm from.
No.
But look on my ass. There's a sticker. It says made in China.
And by the way, there is actually one. Should I show him, Matt? There's, he actually put a sticker back here on his butt. It says made in China.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I put it. Hey, what? You showing them my ass? Look right here. Here we go.
Hey, that's my ass!
Can you see that? It says made. Just put it back there. It's from a joke in the show. Made in China.
Oh, yeah.
There it is, right there.
You even, like, highlighted it.
No, I sometimes I do those kind of things for myself.
So you like to look at my ass?
No, I just put the sticker there because it's from a joke in the show. Yeah, so there it was. There's a sticker. It's made in China. So that's where he's from. Let's see. Jordan Nomanelli, Ahmed, how do you keep your goatee trimmed?
You idiot, it's fake. It's hot glue.
All right. Give away more secrets.
Why not?
All right. How far away are... Oh, we're 7 minutes away, Matt. We're 7 minutes away from the premiere of some of the best of Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. For those of you who are on Facebook, you'll have to head over to YouTube, and we'll give everybody a few minutes when it's time to go. Not yet, but we're premiering it at 10:30 Pacific, which is in 5.5 minutes. So we'll do that.
Each should be fun.
And for those of you who have missed the others, we have the some of the best of Peanut and some of the best of Walter. And those are on my YouTube channel as well.
Yes.
And any other news? The peanut dummy's coming along. He's going to be hopefully available by Black Friday. All right, more questions. From Royce Walker, I saw Jeff and Peanut perform well at the University of Arkansas. It was too quick. We look forward to you in Denmark. From Ricky Wirtz, we'll be back to Denmark.
We will?
Yes.
How come?
You like it there.
I do like it there. They love terrorists.
No, no, they don't love terrorists.
They love me.
They love you, but they don't. Let's move on. John Bennett, Dear Ahmed, what are you hiding under your turban?
Pokemon?
Pokemon.
That's all I could come up
with. You know what's funny is earlier somebody commented that they wanted to hear Ahmed say Pikachu.
Pikachu?
Come full circle.
Wait, Pikachu?
What? Yeah.
What is Pikachu? I forgot what Pikachu is. That's what the character, right?
Yeah, he's that yellow Pokemon character.
Oh, the yellow Pokemon. I don't play Pokemon, so I don't know. Pikachu!
Why do they want me to say Pikachu? Oh, don't turn my head that way. They can see where you got your hand. Did you see that? Don't look at that. Don't look! I never looked that way in the show. I only looked this way. Right, yeah. Pikachu! Pikachu.
Apparently, a lot of people on YouTube liked him saying Pikachu. There's a lot of comments about it now.
Pikachu. When did he say?
420 is the one who asked for it.
When did he say Pikachu?
I don't think he ever did. I just think Zach 420 wanted to hear Ahmed say it.
And okay, here we go.
Now we all have a new phone ringer.
Okay, get ready. You're gonna record this. Here we go. Pikachu. Now I can say it angry. Pikachu. Pikachu.
Okay, link in the Facebook and YouTube description. What did Fausto just say?
Oh, look, I was...
Okay, so there's a link. Yeah, there's going to be a link to the... When you're on YouTube, there's going to be a link to... No, when you're on Facebook, there's going to be a link to the...
You don't know any of this crap.
I do too.
Okay. Tell everybody where we're seating.
For those of you who've never joined us before, we're sitting in my workshop right now, and this is where I build the characters.
What?
Where I build the characters.
Like me?
Like you.
Yep.
And I've been working on the peanut dummy. Ah, he's over there. I can't get to him. But, yeah, the peanut dummy, which is going to be available at Black Friday for everybody to purchase. That's what it is. Tanya Adams, would love to see you in Cape Town, South Africa again. We'd love to come back. We love it there.
I love it.
Jordan Wright, Walter versus Ahmed of Call of Duty. Who would win?
Oh.
Well, that's a stupid question. Of course I would kick his ass. Does he have an ass?
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Call of Duty. I think that would be a great video, Matt. We could have Walter and Ahmed playing Call of Duty. Which version? What's the latest version? What's it called? You don't know. We don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I played Halo back in the day. Is Halo still a thing? I guess it's not. I don't know. And Myst. Those are the only two games I ever played were Myst and Halo. And and the whole series of Myst, and they're coming out with new ones. Stephanie Renee, where will we be able to purchase the peanut doll? When the peanut doll comes out, again, hopefully around Black Friday, I'll be able to purchase it at my website at jeffdunham.com. And at my live shows, whenever those come back. And also, the fake merchandise, thank you guys so much right now. It's fake merch at jeffdunham.com. Fake merch at jeffdunham.com. Please report all the fake stuff. Also, I don't ask people for money. Those are fake Facebook ads as well. I don't ask people for money. I don't ask you for any of that stuff. You didn't win a prize and didn't win $5,000. The face mask with my characters, those ads, they're all fake. Those are bad people. The only place to get real merchandise is on my Amazon store and at jeffdunham.com. So please, there's ongoing. We're taking care of those guys in the legal fashion.
Oh, take that stuff
you
down.
Got 2 minutes to the video.
How long? Oh,
2 minutes.
2 minutes to the video. All right. So Doug Fargo, saw you in Buffalo right before the COVID started. We had a great time. Thanks, buddy. Bill Bowman, do you ever... Ah, these are going too fast. Jennifer Voles, does Jeff have a bruise from your... From your honey butt? What does that mean?
What the hell? Does Jeff have a bruise from your honey butt? Maybe you should proofread before you just start leaving.
Oh, yes, somebody just asked. The peanut dummy coming out is a ventriloquist dummy. A professional ventriloquist dummy. Semi-professional ventriloquist dummy. I can't get to the head. It's over there. Go back and look at our live video from last week, or from Tuesday, and you'll see it right there.
Here's a good question.
Yep.
Alexander wants to know, hey, Ahmed, how come you have eyebrows and no skin?
Again, hot glue. It's all fake.
Everything got singed off?
Everything got singed off in the explosion.
Another little piece of trivia, Matt.
When you look at, hey, don't play with that. When you look at Spark of Insanity, Ahmed's beard is much longer. It's like 5 or 6 inches long.
What happened to it?
I don't know. Over the years, it just got shorter.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. It is time to go to YouTube. It's less than a minute when it premieres. Go to the YouTube channel. Go there right now. We're premiering.
The link above.
The link is above, right up there. Go to there.
Go to see Son of the Best of Ahmed the Terrorist. That's me.
Thanks for joining us. We'll do this again soon. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, hit finish. I will. Thanks for joining us, Matt. I'll kill you later.
Thank you.